Hi, this is Mike from Power to the People. This is my liberal progressive point of view. Over the next 2 months, I will explain why I support each issue that Green Party presidential candidate Dr. Jill Stein and vice presidential candidate Ajamu Baraka is running on, and why I support both Jill Stein for president and Ajamu Baraka for vice president. It's time for a change in politics, and we need a refreshing change, and that change is Jill Stein.
Hi, I'm Jill Stein. One of my heroes, Alice Walker, says that the biggest way people give up power is by not knowing we have it to start with. I woke up to how much power we actually have after my first debate, where I had spoken out for jobs, living wages, health care as a human right, routine Green Party policies, which nobody paid any attention to among the candidates or the moderator. But when we came out from the debate, I was mobbed by the press, who told me that I had won the debate on the instant online viewer poll. And that turned my worldview totally on its head. I realized that everything we had been told about being powerless was absolutely not true. In fact, we are powerful. That was over 10 years ago. And since then, the demand for deep change has only grown to historic proportions. We're witnessing a global corporate assault on our economies, ecology, peace and democracy, and climate change is already squeezing our food and water supplies, destroying homes and whole communities. And tipping points loom that threaten the foundations of civilization and the web of life itself. But in response, something amazing is happening. A movement for democracy and justice is sweeping across the planet, and people are rising up in Bangladesh, in Seattle, in South Africa, from Quebec to Chile to New York, from South Dakota to Texas. People are standing up and rising up together for our communities, our planet, and our future. The Green Party plays a vital role in this uprising and is leading the charge for solutions that are as big as the crisis barreling down on us, for a Green New Deal, an emergency program to put everyone back to work, and to green our energy system, our food, our transportation, to make our communities sustainable while we meet human needs. This can be the turning point to halt climate change and to make wars for oil and resources obsolete. But we're told we don't dare stand up for solutions that we really need, and come election time, that we have to stay within the failed two-party system. We have to vote against the campaign we fear the most instead of for the campaign that reflects our deeply held beliefs. But this politics of fear has actually brought us everything we were afraid of. Now, from every corner of the globe, a multitude of heroes are casting off their chains of fear and rejecting old paradigms that threaten our very existence. Courage is springing up all around us. The Green Party is the political voice of this movement of courage. I hope you'll join me in supporting this party of courage and giving something of your time, your energy, and your financial help. So together, we can use the power we actually have to build the peaceful, just, green future that we and our children deserve. Thank you so much.
And thank you. Excuse me, I'm going to lower the volume a little bit. This is Mike, Power to the People podcast. Visit ProgressiveMike.com and listen to Grow Back on Tell It Like It Is Radio. Or look up that website to see the days and the times. I forgot to do a liner yet, girl, so please excuse me. As I said in my point of view I'm going to describe through each issue for the next 2 months why I support Green Party presidential candidate Dr. Jill Stein and vice presidential candidate Ajamu Baraka. The planet. The president of the United States lied when he made the claim that building of the oil pipelines in South Dakota is halted. There are still videos appearing on Facebook of bulldozers still being operated. They're still destroying sacred burial sites. They're just out and out destroying Native American sacred burial sites. Because they want to build oil pipelines that will carry crude oil throughout the Midwest and end up poisoning water supplies that provide water for up to 18 million Americans. That there is a lot of damage on this planet due to fracking that has caused man-made earthquakes. A record number in the state of Ohio and many other states across the country. Fracking in groundwater is what helped to have Flint, Michigan, and St. Joseph, Louisiana, and other cities and states to have very dangerous amounts of lead in the water supply. Or don't forget the tar sands oil spill disaster that occurred in the Kalamazoo River in Michigan in July of 2010. Or don't forget the oil spill disaster that happened in the Gulf of Mexico with Deepwater Horizon. Don't forget, just recently, 90,000 gallons of oil has gotten into the Gulf of Mexico. Or how about the oil spill disaster in the Amazon jungles in Brazil? Human beings, and yes, I am a human being, but I'm not taking part in this, but human beings are destroying this planet. You see the reports on the news. Oh, scientists have found out that there's a planet similar to planet Earth that can, you know, have us survive on the planet. The thing is, we're not the Jetsons here, okay? This is not a cartoon. This is real life and reality. We can't travel into a spaceship and travel to another planet like we're driving on the interstate highway. That's plain and simple. They want to go to a planet that they're going to help destroy through greed and oil spills and fracking and offshore oil drilling, and want to abandon this planet when they know full well that they can help repair and help reverse the damage that has been done to planet Earth. They just want to up and abandon it. They just want to go up to another planet and abandon this one. And leave all the poor and middle class and people with disabilities and elderly behind. They want to leave us all behind. While they say, oh, there's another planet that can survive life. If we were made, if we were created to be on another planet, we would be on another planet. Humankind was made to be on one planet, and that is planet Earth. There is no other presidential candidate up there besides Jill Stein. Yes, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders did go to the Dakotas to protest with the Sioux tribe and with the hundreds of Native American tribes that are out there protesting the destruction of Native American burial, sacred burial sites. They're protesting this because they're worried about our planet. See, the thing that people have forgotten, the planet can survive without people. The thing is, people cannot survive without it. We need its water, we need its food, we need the sunshine, we need the trees for oxygen, we need, I mean, come on, this planet affords us every single day and night what we need to survive. And deforestation of entire rainforests without planting something behind it is destroying the ecosystem. And you know the thing is here, folks? I will be called a tree-hugging, you're just nothing but a tree-hugging liberal. Yeah, I am, and I'm proud of it. It is disgusting how people are treating this planet. Not just through corporations. When people throw a plastic cup or can outside their vehicle window because they're too lazy to walk 5 feet, because they're too lazy to park somewhere near a dumpster and you know, toss that plastic cup or can into a dumpster. Because they're too lazy to park at a gas station and toss that plastic jar, a plastic jug, into a recycle bin. Excuse me. That is the biggest reason I am supporting Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein. She is the only candidate up there running for president that has talked about clean energy. 100% clean energy by the year 2030. And that can be done. That is only if our government would give it a chance. But no, we have a government that doesn't want to give clean energy a chance. Yes, the president. I applaud the president's decision for putting solar panels on the roof of the White House. At least the president is trying. But when it comes to the Democrats and Republicans in Congress, they're not lifting a finger to try to institute clean energy. What is it people are not understanding? The sun, that giant ball of light that comes up on every sunrise, even through the clouds, gives us solar energy. The winds that planet Earth provides us with wind power. This planet is covered by, you know, 75% of the planet is covered by water. But we have Democrats and Republicans who oppose any form of clean energy. There's my neighbor's alarm. Oh, thank you. I don't understand why people don't. And yes, there are people on this planet who care about this planet. But when there is a degree change of, let's say, 2 degrees Celsius, people think, oh, that's not a big degree change, but to the planet, it is. That 2 degree increase in Celsius is melting ice caps, is creating lakes in the North Pole, is destroying ice homes that belong to walruses and seals and polar bears. It's like... And all people can say, you're just a tree-hugging liberal. Yeah, I am. Because I care about this planet. because I care about the fact whether or not our kids have oxygen to breathe. Whether or not we're going to be roasted to death because our ozone layer is shrinking. Because I care whether or not there's water for people to drink. Food safe to eat. It is for our basic survival. And Jill Stein is the only presidential candidate that has proposed clean energy by the year 2030. Think of it. We're in 2016. 2030 is 14 years from now. If we had a government in Congress that actually cared about this planet, we could have clean energy by 2030. But no, we have Democrats and Republicans in Congress who do nothing to implement clean energy, who do nothing against corporations that leak thousands of gallons of crude oil into the Gulf. They did nothing against BP for what happened with Deepwater Horizon. The Brazilian government ain't doing squat about the Amazon being polluted. Because you had a bunch of government officials who are bribed and bought out and paid off by the fossil fuel industry and by oil companies, and that's why nothing is done. No matter how many thousands of gallons of crude oil get leaked into the Gulf, Democrats and Republicans do nothing. No matter how many millions more crude oil gets into the Gulf, no matter how many thousands of gallons of tar sands oil gets into the Kalamazoo River in Michigan. No matter how much coal ash gets into the rivers of North Carolina. No matter how much radiation goes through the Pacific Ocean from the Fukushima nuclear power plant. There isn't one single Democrat or Republican that is proposing clean energy like Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein is. See, that's the biggest reason why I support Jill Stein is planet Earth. You can call me a nerd all you want. You can call me a dork. You can call me a tree-hugging, tree-loving liberal. But yeah, I care about the planet I live on. I can't travel to another planet. This is not the Jetsons, folks. This is planet Earth. We can't hop into a spaceship and get to another planet. I'm sorry, but we can't. And majority of people on this planet don't have enough money in their pocketbook to afford a spaceship. And as you know, it's a main simple fact that we have too many governments around the world that do not care, including our own. And that goes for both parties in Congress, who do nothing every time there's an oil spill in the Gulf, or tar sands oil spill in the Kalamazoo River, or coal ash in North Carolina rivers, or the Yellowstone River being poisoned. Or ice caps melting in the North Pole. Or ice caps melting in Alaska. But you will get the people that say climate change doesn't exist. Climate change doesn't exist. No matter how many fish wash ashore dead on a beach, they're going to claim climate change doesn't exist. No matter how many whales wash ashore dead on that Pacific or Atlantic Ocean beach or the Indian Ocean, they're going to still say, oh, climate change don't exist. That's just a conspiracy theory. While a bunch of fish are washing ashore dead. That human beings are having a direct impact on this planet. Industrial factories didn't exist back in the year 1000 AD. Nuclear weapons didn't exist back in the 1200s. We didn't have a bunch of nuclear power plants back in the year 1400. We didn't have a bunch of weapons of mass destruction exploding over one nation after another. That's another way that Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein has said to help clean energy. Stop the wars. Stop military interventionism. Look at Syria, folks. Look at Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan, Libya. These are nations who have been bombed to kingdom come. And look at the situations these people are in. No medical supplies. Children born with deformities, cancer rates that have skyrocketed since the United States has invaded that country since the 90s. Planet Earth. We need this planet no more than the planet needs us. Because remember, folks, planet Earth can survive without humankind. Humankind can become extinct tomorrow. And this planet will survive. This planet will repair itself. But the thing is, many people are forgetting we need this planet. This planet does not need us. We need the water to live. We need its food supply to live. And poisoning water supplies with lead or oil spills or tar sands or coal ash is going to shorten humankind's livelihood. Yeah. But hey, with some people listening to me, it's going to go in one ear and out the other. That's what it's going to be. And they're still going to deny that climate change exists. Even though Louisiana just went through a flood. A 500-year to 1,000-year flooding. But there's no such thing as climate change. Tornadoes in Chicago, no such thing as climate change. Massive wildfires in California, no such thing as climate change. But you're just a tree-hugging liberal. Yeah, because I care about the planet. I care whether or not our kids are going to have a future to look forward to, including oxygen to breathe. Water to drink, food to eat. And spraying pesticides, okay, for something called the Zika virus, while killing over 3 million bees, is not going to help humankind. We need those bees for pollination of the flowers. That's what people are not understanding here. See, if bees were not meant to be on this planet, they wouldn't be. Wolves, insects and bugs and all that. If they weren't meant to be here, they wouldn't be. But bees are here to pollinate the flowers. We need the honeybees. We need every single living thing that's on this planet. And do I believe that planet Earth has a soul? Do I believe that planet Earth has feeling? Yes, I do. Ask the Native Americans how they feel about this planet. And they are in tears. Native Americans are in tears how people are treating this planet and taking it for granted. Taking water supply for granted. Taking food supply for granted. And you know, sad to say, before I go to break here, sad to say, the only time that Americans and any citizen that's in any developed country on this planet will be appreciative for the water and food this planet affords us is when we can't have it. That's the only time when Americans are going to start becoming appreciative for the water supply and the food supply this planet affords us is when it's gone. is when their son or daughter in Brooklyn, New York, or Hollywood, California goes hungry because we cannot get food due to massive spraying of pesticide. Or watch their child die because they cannot get water because all of the water in the United States has been poisoned. Maybe that's the only time Americans will start being grateful for what the planet affords to all of us, is when we can't get it. Maybe, then maybe, humankind will start being appreciative for the planet affording us water. Like, stop voting in politicians that favor fossil fuel industry over the sun. And has anyone have any idea what a nuclear war will do? Nuclear war will have this planet covered in nuclear radiation and will block out the sun. So guess what will happen if the sun is blocked out from nuclear, entire worldwide nuclear radiation? The plants will die. That includes all fruits and vegetables that are grown on a plant. That will die. The water will not get the nutrient from the sun and moon by being blocked out from nuclear radiation. But go ahead. Voting people that want us in war. Voting people that want to bomb Iran to protect Israel. Voting people that want to regime change in Syria. Voting people that want to be aggressive towards Russia and China. Vote for people who don't care about what effect war has on this planet. You know, it's just amazing. How many people don't care? Before I go to break, just the plain and simple fact, Americans will not start being grateful for the planet affording us water when we don't have it. That Americans will start being grateful for the fruits and vegetables, okay, that this planet affords us through the trees and through plants. Will not be grateful for that until it's gone permanently. You know all those Hollywood movies in an apocalyptic world where there's no life, no plants, no flowers, no honeybees, no food or water supply? Those movies will become reality if people don't start paying attention very soon to who they vote into power. Okay? Movies like I Am Legend and others will become a reality. Not talking about zombies here. I am talking about an apocalyptic world where there is no food or water. We have a chance to repair this planet. We have a chance to help reverse the damage. Or by pressuring the government to hold oil companies more accountable when they leak oil into the Gulf of Mexico, or when they leak oil into the Amazon because they're too damn cheap to have automatic shutoff valves. But no, we have governments around the world that do nothing about it. They just give some petty little fine to an oil company and let them operate as normal. No matter how many hundreds of thousands to millions of gallons of crude oil get into the Amazon or get into the Gulf or tar sands oil in the Kalamazoo River, our government don't care. Democrats and Republicans don't care. They don't put any tax penalties on any corporations that pollute the environment. See, partisan voters will tell you, from the Democrat side, only Republicans are to blame. See, Republicans will only say Democrats are to blame when both sides are. Both sides do nothing to help reverse the damage that has been done to this planet. They do nothing to oil companies that spill thousands of gallons to millions of gallons of crude oil into the water supply. They did nothing against the company that leaked coal ash debris into the rivers in North Carolina. Our Congress did nothing against the oil company, okay, that leaked tar sands oil into the Kalamazoo River. They did nothing against the EPA, which is a government agency, folks, that leaked chemicals into the Yellowstone River. And had they done anything against the oil company that leaked 90,000 gallons of crude oil into the Gulf? No. And neither party is lifting a finger. Neither party is speaking out. Neither party is passing legislation to increase taxes on any corporation that pollutes the environment. Now think of something. If you want to know what a fire from a ruptured oil pipeline underwater looks like, look up the pipeline explosion that occurred last year in Moscow, Russia. That was an oil pipeline that ruptured underwater. And you will see that is a massive, massive fire. Yeah. This is Mike, Power to the People. I'll continue on and continue after I take this break. We need a planet to live on. This is not the Jetsons. This is not a cartoon. We can't travel to another planet while NASA scientists are looking, oh, we got to travel to another planet to trash while we trash this one. It's not going to help that the next planet, if all humankind is going to do is trash it. Pollute it. Oil spills. War. Nuclear weapons. Depleted uranium. Agent Orange. You know, we're not going to be able to survive on the planet as long as there's continual war. And the only presidential candidate that has said she is for clean energy by the year 2030 is Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein. She's the only one up there that's proposed clean energy. And she doesn't sugarcoat what she's proposing. I will be right back.
Standing here on a highway turned into a lake, born on this planet that I didn't make. The ice caps are melting, you can measure the rise of the poisoned oceans, hear all the lies of the political pundits and corporate crooks, their accountants and scientists cooking the books with hardly an inkling of what it's about. Wedded to profit and flooding in drought, I'm talking to you from here at the end of the world. Standing here on the bayou amidst mountains of soil, washed up farmland covered in oil, 1 ton every acre lost every year, and along with the pesticides it ends up right here. Millions of miles of chemical wheat, challenging all to try to compete and lay waste to your country like we've done to ours. Let them eat coffee, sugar, coca, and flowers. I'm talking to you from here at the end of the world. Here in the city, shrouded in smoke, 10 million people this morning awoke to a future of cancer, industrial disease. So let's build some more suburbs and buy SUVs. Cut down the mountains, burn all the coal, and put all the money in a human grid on you to end life as we know it, to enrich the few. I'm talking to you from here at the end of the world. As I speak to you now, from an occupied place. You might call it your home or a terrorist base. They'll send your sons and your daughters to make sure that it's theirs, while they sit in their mansions in plush leather chairs. And everyone's waiting for us to decide. In dust we were born, and in dust we reside. Will we realize the commons is to shepherd and share? Here in this war zone called land, water, and air, I'm talking to you from here at the end of the world. I'm talking to you from here at the end of the world.
Welcome back. This is Mike, Power to the People podcast. You can listen to Grobeck Saturday at 6 p.m. Central, Sunday at noon Central, and Monday at 6 p.m. Central on tellitlikeitisradio.net/thescreamcafegrobeck.html. But the website is tellitlikeitisradio.net/thescreamcafegrobeck. Now listen to them Central Time, Saturday at 6 p.m. Central, Sunday at noon Central, and Monday at 6 p.m. Central. And mine is every week, Thursdays. It varies on the days. I know I was late last week in doing mine, but also www.grobeck.com. Then mine is progressivemike.com. Visit, those are the sites, progressivemike.com and tellitlikeitisradio.net/thescreamcafegrobeck.html. Talking about my support for Jill Stein. So I'm typing a little bit here on the issues for Jill Stein. And in fact, you can look up on the issues at www.ontheissues.org/jillstein.htm. You can look on all everything Jill Stein has supported and opposed. And I'm looking for here, energy and oil. COP21 is symbolic victory, but we need to go much further. May of this year, create 20 million jobs by investing in renewables. April of this year, all of the above policy puts fossil fuels above all. January 2016, climate change causes record storms, floods, and drought. January 2016, immediate halt in all new fossil fuel exploration, completely zero out climate emissions as fast as possible, make wars for oil obsolete, 100% renewables by 2030, fight against climate change instead of fighting for oil, weatherizing homes creates jobs and addresses climate change, we cannot wait for 4 more years to address climate change, national ban on fracking, natural gas is not clean. No evidence that carbon sequestration solves climate crisis. Let states prevent nuclear power plants. World War II scale mobilization to reduce carbon burden. Renewable energy is win-win for economy and national security. Nuclear energy is dirty, dangerous, and expensive. Logging wood for electricity is neither clean nor green. And you can look this up, www.ontheissues.org/Jill_Stein.htm. Jill Stein, that was Jill Stein on energy and oil. Now here's Jill Stein on the environment, starting from the year 2000. Weak scientific understanding of effects of toxic exposure, sustainable development and ban genetically modified food, November 2001. $200 million for 50,000 green jobs. Address both supply and demand. September of 2010. Sustainable transportation plus sustainable food supply. Environment and economy interdependent, not at odds. Green transition program, convert gray economy to green. EPA should apply science, free from polluters' influence. Connect the dots between super hurricanes and oil burning. Current food subsidies drive system towards Frankenfood. 55, clean up coal plants in Massachusetts. Promote sustainable agriculture and freedom from toxic threats. Restore shorelines, deltas, forests, and grazing systems. Moratorium on GMOs until they are proven safe. Create local, sustainable, organic, plant-based food system. Stand up to the aggressive abuse of eminent domain. See, that's what Jill Stein is doing over in South Dakota, is not just standing up for the Native American people against desecrating and destroying Native American sacred burial sites, but also fighting for eminent domain. That is their home. And the government does not have a right to destroy their home all because a oil company wants to build an oil pipeline that will poison water supplies that provide water to 18 million Americans. But hey, you gotta vote. You have to vote for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. But neither two have provided any solutions like Jill Stein has. And you can also click on Jill Stein and Energy and All. See, you know, it's just, we need a planet, folks. We need this planet to survive. Look at the areas that are getting and have gotten over the years, record flooding, massive wildfires, tornadoes where they never happened before, flooding that has not been seen between 500 years to 1,000 years. It's like, you know, look at the ice caps melting in the North Pole and in Alaska. Polar bears that cannot find a home because the ice that they need to rest on to rest and sleep is disappearing. Imagine it. Imagine you're swimming across an ocean and you need somewhere to rest because your legs and feet are exhausted. But everywhere you look is water. All around you, 360 degrees from miles and miles and miles and miles and miles, there's water. There's nowhere for you to rest. So what do you think is going to happen when you can't paddle your feet and legs anymore? You're going to drown. And that's exactly what's happening to polar bears. That's exactly what is happening to seals and walruses. They are drowning because they have nowhere to rest. They have nowhere to rest their feet and legs, so they're drowning. And for some reason, that happening, it's like, that's not a warning sign somehow, that something is wrong with this planet because of us. Because, more so, of politicians who don't care about the effects of war, the effects of an oil spill. They don't care because they're in the back pocket of that oil company, because they're in the back pocket of the military-industrial complex. That Hillary and Trump and the rest of them don't care about the effect of war on the planet and the ecosystem. They don't care that water supplies are being poisoned with lead. They don't care that there's nuclear radiation in the Pacific Ocean and still spreading because of what happened from the Fukushima nuclear power plant. That they don't care what's happening to our planet. They don't care what's happening to wildlife. Here's another thing, too. People going around and shooting animals for sport. Not for food, for sport. It's not bad enough that they're hanging that animal's head on a wall as a trophy, but they're going around and shooting giraffes and elephants and rare black rhinos for sport and then posting it on Facebook. These are spineless cowards. Anyone who kills an animal for sport should be in jail. Plain and simple. You should be in jail if you're going around and killing an animal for sport because you, the coward, that anyone out there listening that has ever gone to another country outside the U.S. and has the nerve to shoot a rhino or a giraffe or an elephant because you want to post your photo on Facebook, you are a spineless coward. And you're hurting the planet, you're hurting the ecosystem. When you're going around and shooting a giraffe, you're hurting the ecosystem. When you're going around and shooting around white rhinos and black rhinos and elephants, you're hurting the ecosystem. And in the end, you're contributing to the extinction of humankind. While you're smiling with the dead animal under you, you're contributing to, guess what? The extinction of yourself. Because you're more worried about, hey, I killed an animal. I'm going to post a photo on Facebook. That makes me brave. And you know, if you ever, folks, you ever seen these videos on Facebook now where the animals are fighting back? One latest video shows a lion. And I'm guessing was either the mate or a family member, like, you know, brother or whatever, someone shot a lioness. And the lion attacked the two people that shot the lioness. The planet is fighting back. Animals are fighting back. They're tired of being shot and killed. Or what was a... I can't remember the name of the animal, but it was a small animal. And there's a person in the photo. And under the description of the photo said, that person was attacked by another animal. And you know what gets me? That people act like these animals don't have a right to defend themselves after their family members being shot. Just like humans have a right to protect their wives and families and children, wildlife has every right to defend itself when some coward with a gun goes into the wildlife and shoots an elephant just to say, I shot it. Like I said earlier, folks, maybe, just maybe, humankind will start being appreciative for what this planet affords us to survive. Only when we don't have it. That maybe humans will start becoming appreciative for the water supplies when we don't have it. And when people start dying by the millions per year because they don't have water. But wait, that happens now in several nations around on planet Earth. People are dying from not having water. People are dying from not having food. And I don't see government officials lifting a finger to help solve it. I see them hoarding water, hoarding food, and the rest of the people starving to death. And you know, when I seen the report that 40% of food is wasted in the U.S. should make anyone cry. This is food, folks, that is wasted through greed and waste. And maybe Americans will start missing that food when we can't have access to food through a supermarket, when we can't have access to fruits and vegetables through a garden, when we can't have access to fruits and vegetables through a fresh market. Maybe. But hey, think of it. There are people going hungry in this country. And our government does more to shell out another $38 billion to the Israeli government while this nation is deeper in poverty. And both parties in Congress are responsible. Both the Republicans and the Democrats are responsible for throwing $38 billion to the Israel government like it's water or like it grows on trees, while they cut food stamps by $48.5 billion, or while they cut Meals on Wheels, or while they cut this and that. But we're going to shell out $38 billion to the Israeli government for more war and more war and more war. And you can bet Trump and Shillery are more than happy about it. Anyway, I'm getting off track. Excuse me. Why I support Green Party presidential candidate Dr. Jill Stein. She is for clean, renewable energy. And I don't understand why that is seen as so far off, or why it can't be done. Why not give it a chance for it to be done? That's why I don't understand. People don't want to give this a chance and then say it fails. You can't say that a system is failing if the system is not in place. See, we can say that the Democrat and Republican system is a failure because it's been in place for the past 150 years. But you can't say that any proposal by Jill Stein is a failure when it's never been implemented. It has never been implemented into policy. So how can anyone say, oh, Jill Stein's plans are a failure when they've never been implemented in the government? When not one single Democrat or Republican has ever passed any proposal by Jill Stein, or Bernie Sanders, or Alan Grayson, or Russ Feingold. They're too busy kowtowing to Wall Street companies and military-industrial complex and pharmaceuticals than passing Green Party green energy policies that can help reverse the damage that has been done to this planet. Not more war. More war is not going to reverse the damage. It's going to increase the damage. You know, and so, you know, why I support Jill Stein. And I know that makes the Hillary Clinton supporters mad at me about it. I really don't care. I voted for Bernie Sanders during the March 1st Texas primary, and I'm going to vote for Jill Stein on that paper ballot when I go to vote at my local voting place come November. I'm not even going to look at Hillary Clinton's name on that ballot. First name I'm going to look for is Jill Stein. And the moment I see Jill Stein's name, she's the one I'm voting for. 100%. Because she's the only presidential candidate up there that has proposed anything that says green energy policy. Renewables by 2030. Get off get off of relying on fossil fuels. Stop the wars for oil. Look at the damage war has done to Syria. War has done to Iraq. War has done to Afghanistan. War has done to Syria. War has done to Libya. War has done to Yemen and Pakistan. War has done to Somalia. War has done to every single solitary nation that is suffering, and how planet Earth is suffering due to continual war, continual war, continual war. Why I support Jill Stein for president? Because I didn't sell my principles down the river. If it wasn't for Jill Stein and Ajamu Baraka running for president and vice president respectively, I wouldn't be voting for president in November at all. Plain and simple, and that's a fact. If it wasn't for Jill Stein running for president, I wouldn't be voting for president. Plain and simple fact. See, you can also see www.jill2016.com and also the plan. I'm getting to it now. My plan, and this is from Jill's website, 016.com/plan. For anyone who still says that Jill Stein doesn't have a plan, go to her website, read her issues, read what plan she has. But in order for it to occur, people have to give it a chance. People shouldn't just dismiss Jill Stein as a conspiracy theorist just because she's new for presidential politics. You're not going to get a better country just by dismissing someone because they're not part of the Democrat and Republican establishment party. You're not going to get change in your communities by ignoring someone. By, you know, automatically rejecting her just because she's part of another political party that's not part of Democrat and Republican. Anyway, www.jill2016.com/plan. Protect Mother Earth. Lead on a global treaty to halt climate change. End destructive energy extraction, fracking, tar sands, offshore oil. I'm getting ahead of myself. Lead on a global treaty to halt climate change. End destructive energy extraction, fracking, tar sands, offshore drilling, oil trains, mountaintop removal, and uranium mines. Protect our public lands, water supplies, biological diversity, parks, and pollinators. Label GMOs and put a moratorium on GMOs and pesticides until they are proven safe. Protect the rights of future generations. But for some reason, people want to dismiss that as a conspiracy theory. They don't want to give it a chance. They want to say that, oh, that's never going to happen. Because you don't want to give it a chance. Because Jill Stein is not part of the establishment. Because Jill Stein is not part of the Dem-Repub corrupt, bought-out, pro-war, pro-trade agreement system. That, oh, she's a failure. But the thing is, none of these plans have ever been implemented in the United States of America. But somehow, plans that have never been implemented and passed into law is somehow a failure. It's somehow a failure because she's a Green Party candidate. Think about what Green Party stands for. Green. You know, clean energy, peace, stop the military interventionism. And that's what I'm going to talk about next week. Ending military interventionism. That is another plan by Dr. Jill Stein. As I said, for the next 2 months, I am going to, I guess the word is compound, and explain why I support each individual proposal by presidential candidate Dr. Jill Stein and vice presidential candidate Ajamu Baraka. Plain and simple. That's who I support for president. And guess what? Pro-establishment people, millions of people are with me. Millions of people who got treated like crap by the DNC are with me. And I am with them. We are together. And that's what threatens the establishment. That's what threatens the status quo, is people joining and banding together to make a better future for our children. This two-party, bought-out, pro-war, pro-trade agreement, pro-military-industrial complex parties have got to end. And because the American people are so used to the two-party system for the past 150 years, that is why they're dismissing Jill Stein as a conspiracy theorist and that nothing will ever get done. If we had a government that is for the people, by the people, we the people in the United States of America, then these policies would get passed. Give her a chance. It's the best we got. Instead of dismissing her as a conspiracy theorist because you don't like she's in the Green Party. Instead, you want to just dismiss her as a conspiracy theorist. But you want to vote for people who will continue the wars and don't implement clean energy by 2030. You know, if at least you're not going to care about your own future, at least care about your daughter's and son's future for once. This is Mike. Power to the people. You all have a good night.
You can't put your values into your vote, then democracy is lost at sea. We have no moral compass, and that's exactly where we are right now. People are hungering for more choices, but the American political system excels.